Good morning. I'm Nicola Mallard, Consumer Analyst at Investec, and I'm joined today by Alicia Forry, my colleague in the Consumer team, to discuss what's happening in the FMCG sector with regards to all important topic, environmental, social, governance, or ESG policies. So, Alicia, why should companies investors pay attention to this topic right now?
Thanks, Nicola. It's a great question because these companies started to adopt and publish their ESG policies many years ago. So why are we talking about it now? Well, what's changed is that today the investor demand for ESG in the companies they invest in is really overwhelming. More than 50% of assets under management in Europe are reportedly being run with some sort of ESG component. And many governments are making it a mandatory part of their pension investments. Even hedge funds, which typically have been given freer rein by their investors, are now needing to explain their approach to ESG, even if it's not being strictly applied in their portfolios. So having an ESG strategy is no longer a nice to have for companies that are listed. It's a must have. Investors are simply screening out companies that aren't doing enough in this area.
Okay, so which companies in FMCG are making the cut?
Within the universe of large global FMCG companies, it's fair to say they pretty much all make the cut. All of them are making a huge effort on waste, water usage, carbon emissions, diversity, you name it. If you just Google any of these big companies, you'll see tons of news stories about what they're doing in the ESG area. It's extremely high profile for them. And in many cases, they're even partnering with governments around the world. So you could say they're leading the way, along with a few other sectors that embraced ESG early on. That being said, there are some companies who are doing better than others. Unilever is an obvious name that most people would probably recognize as being pretty advanced in this, but so is Diageo. Even smaller companies like Reckitt Benckiser and Pernod Ricard are doing quite a lot in this area. In fact, Pernod Ricard was one of the earliest FMCG companies to adopt ESG metrics as part of its management remuneration KPIs.
With so many areas to focus on, what initiatives are the most important to the FMCG industry?
Well, the biggest one right now is probably plastics waste. That's a logical area for the industry to focus on because they have so much single-use plastic in their packaging, whether it's a bottle of body lotion or a carton of yogurt. And because consumers use and throw these items away every day, it's a really tangible way to connect with their consumers if these companies pledge to increase recycled content or change packaging to more environmentally friendly options. Consumers really resonate with that. The other big one is probably ensuring responsible supply chains, because these companies, they're so big, they operate in so many emerging markets with potentially vulnerable communities dependent on them. So they make a lot of effort to improve the livelihood of workers in their supply chains.
Could you give us an example of this?
Sure. So for example, ABI, the largest brewer in the world, operates in a lot of emerging markets, and it uses agricultural inputs from those local markets, barley, sorghum, etc. ABI ensures that those local farmers actually have bank accounts or other means to receive their funds electronically. This speeds up their ability to get paid compared to what it used to be. They also train them on efficient farming techniques to help their yields. And of course, all companies are focused on making sure that local children have access to education and aren't being taken out of school to work in the farms when they should be studying. It's a huge effort to oversee these complex supply chains.
But isn't this something that governments should be doing?
You might think so, but in some markets, that is just not possible. The governments don't have the resources necessary or the training necessary. So the governments often rely a lot on the global FMCG companies to drive these social and economic initiatives because they've been doing it for so long in many markets. The companies are also huge employers in the local markets, not only up the supply chain with the farmers and so on, but also within their local offices and downstream to the retailer as well. So the governments absolutely see them as partners, part of the solution, not part of the problem. And it works for the companies too, because it means closer government relationships, which in turn can drive better policy outcomes for the sector over time.
Okay. So how are companies doing on the issue of gender diversity?
It's really mixed, actually. Some companies have gone so far as to have majority women in senior roles. Others are really far behind what you'd call the market average. I think this is going to be a big challenge for the ones who are far behind, because you can't conjure up talent overnight. It takes time to develop people. And high-performing women in senior roles are not necessarily going to want to jump ship to work for a company that is less gender diverse. So it will probably be a slow process for the laggards to close that gap. And some companies are really quite far ahead of the others in this area. I would highlight Unilever, Diageo, and Pernod Ricard as being very gender diverse relative to the others.
This is clearly a topic that is front of mind for investors and companies. So thank you for your time today, Alicia. I'm sure you'll keep us posted on any big ESG developments in the FMCG space going forward. Thank you for listening.